Welcome to Expect the Expected with Joey and Harp.
Two small town girls from New Mexico living in Nashville and talking all things spooky.
Today's episode is brought to you from East Nashville, where we are smoking on Great Frosty from Considerate Flowers.
I literally can't with the voice. Each episode, we'll be trying out different strains of legal-grade cannabis from smoke shops around the city. We're here to have a good time and talk about some shit. And today, we're talking about some shit. Spooky shit. Well, thanks for hanging out. I think we should just get into this.
This is supposed to sound so different.
What kind of Halloween voice is that? Like Halloween Town voices.
Oh my god.
Welcome to episode 4 of Expect the Expected.
Happy Halloween.
It is spooky season, my dudes.
It's here.
I love spooky season.
Same, sis.
It is sick. And we've been watching a lot of really good old movies.
Yeah.
Like, you have to throw back to, like, Halloween Town and Hocus Pocus.
Oh yeah.
And like Casper. Ones.
Casper.
We just watched Casper, and it was so cute.
So good. I love all of those movies. And scary movies.
Yeah.
Joey loves horror. Harpy does not.
Harpy does
wah,
not.
Wah, wah, wah.
I'm a baby, dude. I get so scared. I'm just a baby. I get so scared. I've always been so scared of scary movies, but here I am just watching them. But I do, okay,
so
I
good,
do like Michael Myers, fun yeah. fact, because my mom and I used to watch the Halloween marathons on TV or whatever, and there's about a bajillion of them, so I've seen all of them, and they just did the final one, so we watched it. Was I scared? Yes, the whole time. Were you laughing at me? Yes, the whole time. But I made it through, and it was good. It was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it was actually really good. It was gory, and I was here for it.
Yeah. Sometimes I, like, look in between my eyes, like, in between my fingers.
Did you hear me? I was like, oh, yeah! Woo! And you were over here, like, hiding.
I know, I'm a baby. Dude, after I watched Nightmare on Elm Street, I couldn't sleep with the lights on, like, with the lights off for, like, a month. Yeah. I was terrified. I'm a chicken shit. For real.
That's funny. I feel like I've always just watched horror films, and they're my favorite. I feel
like you're a psychopath. What is wrong with you?
There is so much genres within the horror realm. You got thrillers, you got gore, you got psychological thrillers, horror movies, you got possession, you got serial killers. There's all these different genres, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to like all of them. You could say, I like horror films, but I don't like gore. Fair enough. I like
thrillers. Like, I like things that make you think about stuff. Like, Primal Fear is not like a scary movie.
No,
but it's like
good.
It's a thriller. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, what's going to happen?
It's like a psychological thriller.
Yeah, I can fuck with that. But yeah, the whole like gore and demon possession, like a lot of gore. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I got a weak stomach, and I just can't be seeing that. I'm gonna have nightmares, and it's just not good.
You know what's a good gore one, though, is You're Next.
I'm good.
I know, but it's pretty good.
You're Next. I'm good. Thank you.
It's good, though.
Okay, and I will take your word for it.
I made you watch It Follows, too. That's another one of my favorites.
Yeah, you
traumatized me.
It's
just different. I know. Mm. Sorry. I didn't think it was traumatizing. I just think it's cool. I don't really think it's scary, but I
think it made me never want to sleep with anybody ever because the sex demon's going to follow me and kill me because I'm not a fast runner. So, like, I'm dead. For sure.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen, you know, speaking of things, like, being afraid of things, one of my fears, because I'm blind, okay, so there was this horror movie that came out on Netflix. I think it's called Open House or something like that. It has, dude, I don't even know. You probably know their names. You know all the actors. I don't. But anyways, has this kid in it, and he, like, wears contacts, and the fucking serial killer or killer comes in, pins him on the ground, and takes out his contacts, and then just has him run into the forest. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That is fucked up. So fucked up. I would just be like, I'd be gone.
I'm goner.
Take off my glasses.
I accept my fate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Survival of the fittest. It ain't me.
And that's on self-reflection and self-awareness. You know, I would die probably, if not first, close to first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is what it is. It's
fair
fine.
Fair enough. You know, it's just kind of like, on to the next.
Yeah, right? Like, maybe in the next lifetime, I won't get murdered by a serial killer. Sick. Love that for me. Whatever. Okay, potato, potato. Side note, we do have some scary, spooky stories of our own.
Of our own. Of our
but not.
Culture.
Of our, yeah, of our culture. And some people, I think a lot of people have heard about La Llorona.
Yes. But
not a lot of people, like, also I've met a lot of people that don't. If you come from, like, Latin culture, you know the story.
Yeah.
But it is interesting that we all think that she's, like, in our hometown.
Yes, because, like, the story growing up, I'm from Carlsbad, and they always said she was wandering around the Pecos. And then you told me she's running around, like, wandering around...
Wandering around
the Rio Grande and Hatch, and I'm just like, no, she's at the Pecos. But that's what they all say. It's where whatever body of water is closest to you.
The shit they say to scare kids. It worked, my dude. It worked. I was scared to take a shower. I was like young when I first heard the story of La Llorona.
Yeah.
I was like six. You know what I mean? I lived by the Rio Grande, and there were, like, canals because we irrigated the farm. Yeah. So, like, there were canals that we would, like, play in and shit, and I'm like, I'm not going near no body of water, like, ever. I'm never taking another shower again. Like, I'm little, and I'm just, like, terrified. They told us that story at school during Halloween, and, like, an extension of that story, and I'm like, you guys are fucked up. Like, we are in first grade. This is a little much. You know what I mean?
Do you remember when...
God.
During quarantine?
Oh, God. Probably not.
When you were telling the story to one of our friends for the first time? I have a video of you.
Oh, my God.
Because they were asking so many questions. And you were getting so mad. Oh, my gosh. I gotta find that video.
Oh, my God. Please
that
don't.
That was so funny.
They were so drunk.
Where? And you're all, Hatch. Hatch, New Mexico.
You know where the chilies come from? You know the chilies.
God. That's where she was.
That's where she was. And she probably still is. She's down there.
Crying.
Go find her. Just kidding. Anyways, I feel like you want to tell the story because I think you should tell the story.
Why me?
Because I have a story to tell later, and I think you're good at this, and I clearly am not because I didn't give enough details to people. So that's all you, my girl.
You did.
It's all you.
Well, La Llorona was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Was beautiful.
Was beautiful.
The most beautiful girl in your hometown.
In your hometown.
A long time ago. When it was a village.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She had kids.
No.
Yeah.
She met a boy.
Oh, we're telling the whole story.
Well, yeah.
Oh, she met a boy.
You have to give details. There's always a boy.
There's always a boy.
She met a boy, and he was very handsome. And he rolled in on his Mustang. It was probably white, because maybe it was black. Ooh, dark.
Ooh, yeah, probably
we
was.
Like that. He rode in on a black Mustang, and he was like, yo, girl, I think you're cute. You're the most beautiful woman in town.
She's like, yeah.
And then they got married, and she loved him.
Loved him.
And then
they had babies.
They had babies.
There we go.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was going along with you.
Yeah.
And they had babies.
And they had babies.
And then what happened? You don't.
No! You're killing me, Smalls. And then the husband, dude, really loved the babies.
He really loved the babies.
Right. And Homegirl was getting a little jealous because all of his love was not directed towards her, because I'm sure they had a nice spicy relationship before. They were all obsessed with each other, and then now his love is like split to these kids, and she's like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I'm not having that. Nope. So she started to get jealous.
Very jealous. And she drowned her kids in the river.
And then she drowned her kids in the river.
Because she was jealous.
But then she felt bad.
But then she was sad. Very sad.
So she jumped in to find them.
And she drowned.
And now.
In the river.
Because the river's strong. Whatever river's in your hometown, it's strong.
It's all strong. That current, take it'll you down. It'll
suck you right down. And now she walks on the banks of...
crying.
Crying.
Looking for her children.
Mm-hmm. And if you go down there when you're a kid, she'll get you, and she'll, if you're not her kid, she'll throw you in the river. That's what they told me. I don't know. That scared the shit out of me. No wonder I was scared.
If you hear her wailing, you can hear her wailing near the river.
You can hear her crying.
At night.
Near the river at night. Dude, my heart just, like, toot-tooted a little bit. Like, ugh. That's still scary. I just vividly pictured that when I was a kid. They told that story every Halloween.
Yep.
And you bet your ass you never found me by the river by myself.
Mm-mm. Good old wise tales. But you believed it when you were a kid.
Dude, I still believe it.
Yeah. I mean, it still probably definitely happened. It probably is happening.
Yeah, who's to say? You know?
Who is to say?
Crazy things happen in hometowns.
Yeah. Like your hometown. Of T or C.
Uh-huh.
T or
C. Yeah, this is a crazy... is this, like, my party story? Like, is this my party trick? I get to tell this story? Like, it's wild.
I'm here for it.
And everybody's, like, so shook when I tell them. And it's...
I feel like because people don't really know about it.
No, which is nuts.
I'm from New Mexico and didn't even really know about it.
Right.
That's so crazy.
The town where I went to school is called Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. And it's a small little town, and there is two stoplights, but it, like, you go off and there is a lake, like a big lake. It used to be a big lake. It used to be full. It's really dry now, but...
Elephant Butte.
Elephant Butte. And, like, it was very popular to go out there all the time. Like, it was a tourist attraction, whatever. And a lot of people lived out there. So back in the 90s, there was this dude named David Parker Ray. Why do all serial killers, I feel like the mean ones, have three names? Why do you gotta use three names? You know what I mean? David Parker Ray. Doesn't sound like a great name to start off with. So sounds suspicious. Any hoosers. He was out there, and he had, like, this trailer behind his house out at the lake. And he had it, like, soundproofed. And, like, he called it his toy box. And so there was, back then, I know this because I'm from there, but also I've, like, read into it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, there was one bar in town, and it was called the Pine Knot. And I know exactly where it was. It's, like, on a road in between TRC and Elephant Butte. So it's kind of, like, in the middle, maybe a little closer to TRC. But that's where everybody went.
Yeah.
My mom was literally around that time. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? She was, like, going out at that time. I guess there was, like, Raymond's, too, which is a bar attached to a gas station, because that is small town shit. You know what I mean? But, so this dude, trigger warning, this gets, like, it's definitely, like, a little...
much.
It's a little much. It's, like, he had, yeah, you know what I mean? Like...
yeah, just trigger warning.
Just trigger warning. That it gets a little gross.
Gross.
He would, like, drug these women. And, like, because Elephant Butte was, like, a tourist thing, there was a lot of, like, people coming in. So he would go to the bar and, like, drug these women. Mm-hmm. And then take them back to his toy box and hold them captive and torture them for several months at a time. And then chop them up and throw them in the lake. Yeah. That's crazy. And and the fact that my mom was just, like, living there in that time is nuts.
Yeah.
Like, my family, I wasn't around, but my mom was around. And who's to say, dude? You know, that shit's crazy.
Very crazy.
And, like, I knew that much of the story, but as I got older, I looked more into it because I was just like, this is fucking nuts. Like, we have, like, a serial killer. No one knows who he is.
Yeah.
People are like, Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, whatever. That's all I can think of right now. But, and this dude, when I looked into it, he was never convicted. They never found any bodies because he chopped them up and threw them in the lake. But he's suspected of killing 60 women.
That's insane.
Over, like, several years between Arizona and New Mexico. And Jeffrey Dahmer killed, like, 20 people.
That's,
you know what I mean?
Crazy.
Like, this fucking dude from my hometown is, like, up there. And no one knows about him.
No. That's wild.
So, that's my spooky story. That's crazy. Like,
that is crazy.
What's that girl? She's so pretty. Bailey Sorin? Sorian? She, you remember the makeup tutorial YouTube?
Oh,
and she did a story on it?
Yeah.
That was so cool.
That was cool. I was just like, oh, shit.
I know. So if you want to know more, she's really good at the story because she goes into stuff. So look that up on YouTube or look into it. But it's just so crazy.
Yeah, it is super crazy. When you first told me that, I was like, what the fuck? You were like, you've never heard about that? I'm like, no.
And you're from New Mexico.
I'm
like,
from
you
New Mexico.
Think.
Down the river.
Yeah. And his daughter was, like, helping him and shit. Isn't that crazy?
Was it his wife, too?
No, I think he was divorced. But I watched a documentary on it a long time ago. But that's some, like, real-life shit. It's nuts. And, like, he died. He ended up dying in prison from a heart attack or something. So that's good. But he got sentenced to, like, what did I just read? Like, 224 years in prison. For all his stuff, because three people got away. So essentially how they found out is one girl escaped and she was all exposed and she ran to someone's house and told them.
Yeah.
And that's how they found him. And they found a bunch of stuff, like,
that's so crazy.
Like, look into it, but if you want to, but, or you could just take my word for it. It's fucked up.
Like, it's all fucked up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, so
that's
happy spooky season. I have a serial killer from my hometown.
Fun fact.
That's my party story, you guys.
Oh my gosh. That's a wild one. Man. On a lighter note, what is Harpy's favorite thing about Halloween? Spooky season.
Dude, I just love fall.
Yeah.
There's something that changes in the air in fall. And it just makes me feel good. You know?
Oh, yeah. Same.
It's just cooler, and you can wear sweaters, and...
Yeah.
I don't know. I vibe with the season. And then also, like, there's fun stuff to do when it's cold. I went and got pumpkins the other day at a little farmer's market and painted some, and they're really cute, and they're... they're shit.
It's just funny when you texted me.
It's really sad, actually. Well, I only painted one, and it was not very good. But the other ones I didn't paint, and they're aesthetically pleasing. They're cute.
You're like, I suck at
But the first one was not great.
Dude, I've never painted a pumpkin.
Me neither.
We have carved pumpkins. That's fun, dude. You know what's funny? Is I think my favorite part of Halloween is definitely scary movies. I fuck with
obviously.
That shit a lot. And, just, like, the whole vibe, like you were saying. But I think it's funny because I was telling you earlier, I've never been trick-or-treating.
Fun fact about you.
Fun fact, party story.
Party story. I've never been trick-or-treating.
I've never been trick-or-treating. So that should be my never have I ever, I've never been trick-or-treating.
You will get everyone out. Literally everyone. I've never heard of that.
I know. I never once, not even once, never knocked on a door and was like, trick or treat, like, with the bag. No.
That's wild. You just weren't allowed to?
No.
Because?
Because trick or treating was of the devils.
All Hallows' Eve, baby.
So you know what we did instead? We went to church. Hallelujah night.
What? Hallelujah night?
That's what it was called. I'm not even kidding.
Oh no. I thought mine was bad. We would do trunk or treat and everybody would put candy and shit in their trunks.
They didn't want us to say Halloween, so we call it Hallelujah night.
Oh God. That's something. Yeah, I can relate, but can't. I did go trick-or-treating. I wasn't allowed to be anything scary, and I always wanted to be a witch. And I could never be a witch. So I... Oh, my God. But, my parents made me be a bunny rabbit one year. It was awful. My mom had just given me a bowl cut. So I had a bowl cut, and I was, like, young. And then they made me dress up in this old-ass bunny costume, and they just took pictures, and they thought I was the cutest thing, because I probably was, but, like, I was not, straight up, not having a good time. There are pictures in a little scrapbook of me, and I just looked fucking pissed the whole time, because I was. So funny. I was like, really? I want to be a witch, and you're making me be a fucking bunny rabbit? No. It was bullshit.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
But I feel like whenever I got to college, then I like really got into Halloween.
Dude, Halloween, when you're in your party phase, good time.
It's so fun.
It's so fun.
One year I was a Ghostbuster and you know how like the Ghostbusters have backpacks? Well, I had a Camelback instead. And I put cucumber effing vodka and Sprite in, like, a liter. That, like, the pack is, like, a liter. And I just, like, had that all night.
That's
just
the shit around. We would do in Cruces. No shit, that's the shit we would do. Oh, my gosh. That's wild.
And then I left. And then I came back. And my friends were all looking for me. And I was, like, walking up this hill. And they're like, where are you? But I was all fucked up. Because that's what you did on Halloween. I slept in that costume that night, too.
I have been risky business at least 3 years because I'm a lazy, lazy girl. And I'm like, give me like some spandex shorts and an oversized button down. I can wear slippers. I'm good. Like, I love that. And then one year I wasn't risky business. I bought a mask and I still wore spandex and a button down and slippers. I just wore a mask and I put blood on my shirt. It was great. Everybody loved it. I'm always, like, last minute Halloween. I just can't be bothered.
Yeah.
Like, that one year, we did, look, our first Halloween in Nashville.
Aww.
That was a good one. And it was a weird one, but it was a good one. Valentine's was fun. Fun, fun.
Oh, yeah. They had such good music going on. And it was a good time.
I spent all day at Forever 21 looking for a costume, and then we ended up just doing Dia de los Muertos, and, like, we painted our face and made a crown, and I spent all day shopping just for nothing.
To do face paint.
So yeah. I just give up on it, you know? And, like, I'm getting older. Maybe I'll pass out candy. Probably not in my apartment, because there's no children.
Yeah. But, I know. I'm kind of wondering if we're going to get trick-or-treaters. Probably not. The street's just so little. But people walk on the street.
I don't know. But it's fun. The different phases of Halloween.
Yeah.
But I do be loving spooky season.
Me too.
It's a good time.
It's a good time.
And I like, despite that I'm chicken shit, I do like ghost stories and scary stories. And I can sometimes handle a scary movie when I'm not by myself. Literally ever. I can't even watch the new Jeffrey Dahmer shit, like, by myself.
Really? So,
no.
I haven't watched it yet. Surprisingly. I'm watching The Midnight Club right now.
I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. Is it scary?
It's like the same guy who wrote Haunting of Hill House.
I liked that. I didn't watch the other ones, but
yeah, I've
I
seen
liked
them all.
Haunting of Hill House. I liked Behind Her Eyes. See, Behind Her Eyes was good. Like, it was kind of scary, but it was like thriller scary, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't think it was scary, but it was definitely really good.
Well, I'm scared easily.
Yeah.
I'm easily spooked.
That's
a baby. Well, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.